Hey guys, it's me, thepinkzone.fm again, and today we are going to talk about the different types of orgasms. I want to focus on quote-unquote female orgasms today, but I might do a separate episode on penile orgasms and prostate stimulation if you guys are interested in that. But today we're going to talk about clitoral, cervical, and G-spot orgasms. I'm going to say people with vaginas instead of women. I think you guys are probably pretty used to that at this point, but a lot of people refer to these kinds of orgasms as the female orgasm, which is definitely problematic because not everybody with a vagina is a woman, and not only women have vaginas. So I'm going to say people with vaginas or uterine-bodied people. Just a quick little disclaimer just to get that out of the way. But yeah, let's jump right in. So clitoral orgasms are the most common, usually the first kind that people have, because in my opinion, they're the easiest. They are obviously caused by stimulation of the clitoris, which can happen from a hand, a vibrator, a toy, a penis, a mouth, a shower head, you know, like all of the common masturbation techniques, self-pleasure, and of course, you know, sex with another person. Clitoral orgasms feel like a very intense buildup of energy and then a big muscle contraction and release, kind of like an amazing sneeze, but you feel it in your vagina, not in your nose. There's usually some contraction of the other muscles in the body. People's faces can scrunch up, or hands and fingers and toes can clench, and you might grab something or bite something or scream. It's very primal, a very primal experience. It's localized mostly to the vaginal area, so it's a very pleasurable sensation in the genitals, unlike the G-spot orgasm, which we're going to get into now. Some people don't think the G-spot orgasm exists because they haven't had one. I personally think that anyone can have one, but I think that's, you know, that's just my opinion, and you need to have the right partner, the right level of wetness, the right kind of stimulation. In my opinion, the best way, so the G-spot is about an inch and a half up inside the vagina on the front wall. In my opinion, and by front wall, I mean the wall of the vagina that's facing the pubic bone, or closest to the pubic bone. So you have the wall, the two side walls, and then the wall that's facing the anus, and then the wall that's facing the pubis. If you take two fingers and insert them into your vagina about an inch and a half. I'm doing it with my hand right now, but of course you can't see. And then make a kind of come here motion with your fingers as if you're beckoning somebody. That, of course, make sure you don't have long nails or anything like rings on. But that, in my opinion, is the best way to stimulate the G-spot. It should feel like a little piece of spongy tissue. It is noticeably different texture than the rest of the vagina. The awesome thing about G-spot orgasms is that they kind of radiate through your whole entire body, and it's more of like a full body physical experience than a clitoral orgasm. And that's the kind of orgasm that can cause squirting, is the G-spot kind. But not everybody can squirt. I know I can't, but like my best friend, like my friend can, like it's I think it's about 50-50 who can and who can't. And some people can, but they don't know and they haven't tried the right way. It definitely takes a lot of experimentation. Moving on, maybe I'll do a separate episode on squirting. Moving on to the final one that I'm going to talk about today, which is the cervical orgasm. And this was a pretty recently discovered one. Not a lot of people knew that you could orgasm from cervical stimulation, but when you think about it, it really makes sense. I mean, the cervix is a major source of life-giving energy, and the cervix, for everybody who doesn't know, is located at the very, very back of your vagina. When something is being inserted into the vagina and it feels that stopping sensation, that's the cervix. I have a friend once who was having sex, and her partner was bumping her cervix with his penis, and he just leaned in and was like, is that your uterus? And he was like so proud of himself for like reaching her uterus, and she was like, no honey, it's not, you can't just It's, yeah. So the cervix is the neck that leads from the vagina to the uterus, and it expands and dilates in size to push babies out and push out menstrual fluid. It's a pretty amazing organ in and of itself. But repeated stimulation from a hand or a sex toy or a penis or anything that's going inside your vagina, not too hard. You know, obviously you don't want anything ramming it because that can hurt, but firm yet gentle stimulation of the cervix over time can create a pretty amazing orgasm as well. And I do believe that everyone can have one. The best position for a cervical orgasm is doggy style, because you get the deepest penetration without that smashing, ramming feeling that you sometimes get from missionary. So yeah, this was a quick episode, but those are just the three types of orgasms that I know of. I know there's some like spiritual that orgasms that can be caused by like yoga or tantra or nipple stimulation, but I'm going into more of like the specific localized genital orgasms today. Maybe if you guys are interested, I'll talk more about the tantric aspect of it and spiritual orgasming. Keep me posted. Let me know what's up. I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.